So first of all, congratulations. You must be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, I'm not. It does feel quite strange, to be honest. I mean, obviously, I'm delighted both on a personal level and on a team level, because there's a lot of us at SI. You know, there's 70 of us there full time, and then we've got the researchers and translators around the world. And the recognition for the effect that the game's had on people, really, and you know, all the people who have enjoyed it over the years and continue to is really cool. As well as the, you know, the other stuff that we do as well. You know, Games Aid is obviously something that's close to my heart, and the work with BAFTA and various other bits and bobs that we get up to that, you know, people probably don't know about. So it's nice that that stuff can get reported a bit more widely now.
Absolutely. I mean, do you think it's important that members of the games industry are being honoured in this way?
Yes, I do. I think it's you know, we've still got a long road ahead of us in the games industry. It's still a really, really young entertainment industry, and whilst there are fantastic specialist sites out there, and some of the mainstream press have started taking gaming seriously, you know, I, like a lot of other people, you know, I don't enjoy the fact that we do, as an industry, get hit quite hard. I think whenever there's anything negative going on, it gets reported massively, but the positive stuff tends to get ignored. So anything like this, I think, adds legitimacy to the industry, whether it be, you know, me getting one, or Ian Livingstone, or Peter Molyneux, Jez San previously, and you know, the Darling Brothers, Rod Cousins, the others who've got them as well. I think it adds credibility to the industry, which is really important, as we move forward and, you know, try and get taken seriously, because I do think that games are a good thing. You know, it's another entertainment medium in people's lives, and people like to be entertained. So yeah, being treated with the same level of respect as the other entertainment industries, I think is very important, and it's great that the government and you know, the country, see it as something that should be rewarded.
Okay, finally then, aside from obviously working on Football Manager in the next 50, 60 years, what are you planning to accomplish in 2011?
There's quite a lot of stuff going on, actually. It's going to be a pretty mad year. I mean, from an SI perspective, you know, we will have another version of Football Manager, I'm sure, and we'll have another version of Football Manager handheld as well. But we're also branching out into Southeast Asia, and we're working on a project at the moment with a South Korean telecoms company, which is a joint development. Their dev team have actually moved over to London and are working with us directly on an MMO for that market. We'll have another year of Games Aid. You know, we raised a few hundred thousand last year, and the aim is to continue with that work and try and do some good through the industry as well. There'll be, from a personal perspective, there'll be another BAFTA Awards, and on the BAFTA Games Committee for another year as well. I don't really get that much time away from the industry, to do stuff. Although, one thing that I am really, really honoured to be able to do next year is I'm going away with War Child for a couple of weeks to see some of the work that we've helped with out in the Democratic Republic of Congo, because every time someone buys a copy of Football Manager, it actually raises money for War Child. We've raised over £500,000 for them so far through that way, which is something else you don't talk about that often. So to be able to go and see the effect that money's had on the work that they do, is going to be really, really special. So that's likely, despite all the amazing things that do happen in my ridiculous life, that's likely to be the high point next year, really.
Cool.